The land down under has never been easier to reach. United Airlines has more flights between the U.S. and Australia than any other U.S. airline, so you can fly nonstop to destinations like Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. Explore dazzling cities, savor the very best of Aussie cuisine, and get up close and personal with the wildlife. Who doesn't want to hold a koala? Go to united.com/Australia to book your adventure.
The Shutdown Foolcast.
Look at that technique.
Yeah.
Holding the mic away and everything.
Hold the mic out so I don't blow it out. Look, that's a 7 out of 10.
Server shaking his head.
No. The mic can handle it. It's fine. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Toughen the mic up a little bit. Stop. Why going easy on the mic?
Welcome!
I have headphones on!
So do the listeners.
So do the listeners.
Server's ready to mosh to the sound.
I know. He's ready to go. I'm going to get stabbed. Welcome to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall, the man yelling into the microphone that can totally hold it and setting the pit off. Get in the pit. It's time. Joining me, as always, is co-host Jason Kirk. Jason, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm told fellow co-host Ryan Nanny plans to derail things immediately.
He does. And that's if fellow co-host Holly Anderson does not do the same.
I'm not putting my fucking headset back on until I get some assurances.
Oh, there will be no more close yelling into the microphone on my part.
Until when?
All right.
Forever.
Let's mark it at 4:41 Eastern. That promise was made.
Yes.
It's not a question of when he's going to fuck this up. It's just how badly and who's going to get injured. The answer is me.
Nobody's derailed this yet, so I was going to focus on the task at hand, which is we have a podcast project slash field trip.
Is this where I can?
It's gone from the terrifyingly hypothetical to the all too frighteningly real.
No, and I don't want to talk about that yet.
I know something's wrong with you because of where you're talking about going.
Yeah, we don't have to get there yet. I have a. We'll go. Fine. Go ahead.
No.
Ahead.
You can
spoken
like
go
a man
ahead.
Driving from Memphis to Nashville. We
go
don't
ahead.
Have to get there yet.
Go ahead.
So
go ahead, ruin something.
I don't know who suggested it first, but
Ryan.
Was it Ryan who suggested it first? Is it his fault?
Not yet.
I wouldn't say it's my fault. I didn't schedule the game. I'm not like in.
I don't work
for Vanderbilt Athletics.
Vanderbilt doesn't have an athletic department. You could hold some sort of like conciliary position there, and we wouldn't know about it. It's a private university. You wouldn't show up on any payrolls. You could be a plant, secretly trying to elevate Vanderbilt's brand profile.
You're also the upper middle class child of a doctor.
You're already in there. Yeah.
So I want to
play golf, Ryan.
You think? No, I don't. You think my plan is to...
He's a Vanderbilt man. He pays people to play golf for him.
Is to boost the profile of Vanderbilt football, and I'm doing it on this show?
No, mm-hmm. I think Godfrey did that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's for Split Zone Duo. We're here to elevate Arkansas football.
The official podcast of Vanderbilt football. Let's just go ahead and check
that one
off.
When does Arkansas play Vandy?
Not soon enough. The culture clash I've been waiting for years. Arkansas versus Vanderbilt. But you have suggested that we attend UConn at Vandy, 7:30 p.m., October 2nd.
Why do I want to party with a whole bunch of people whose only thing they have in common is they couldn't get into Cornell?
They made this a night game. They didn't have to. They didn't have to. Nobody. There's no
Why?
Reason for it. They just did. I don't know.
Oh, Tennessee, Florida's a night game, so maybe something's wrong.
Look,
the night games.
I can understand how maybe somebody woke up from a coma and was like, absolutely, we're making Tennessee, Florida a night game. In what alternative timeline, do you see Yukon at Vandy and say, hell yeah, put it up there. Put it up there when the moon is high.
It's because they want TV exposure. So there's sure. the time yep. slot that was available.
Yep.
Because you want people to
what
see.
What else is on at that exact same time?
Like on television broadly?
No. Do we have, what are we just sticking there? So, because
it's a pretty loaded week. I don't think we know all the times yet, but
this is really going to confuse people because now we're talking about
that's even more confusing because they're like, oh, we got to lock that night slot down right away.
Yeah. This is not the schedule upcoming the week ahead of this is not the Saturday before, after we're recording this. This is the Saturday after that one.
What if we did this all season long? Record 2 weeks from now every single time.
Yeah, we'll just roll. We're going to double preview games. So that night you have Indiana at Penn State, Northwestern at Nebraska, aka non.
That's a night game? Wait, that's a night game too?
It sounds like the Twitter Spaces show is going live at like 5 p.m. this Saturday.
It's going live at 5. We're going to have the show done by 7:30.
No, there is a game in here that is going to prevent that from being the case. But go
Auburn and LSU.
Yes.
Yes.
There's several big games that day, but yeah.
Yeah, there are quality games. And then there's also Vanderbilt against UConn in Nashville.
Yep.
Are the cops there on like a quota and they're going to just arrest the entire stadium for loitering?
Or the defenses? Huh? Now,
loitering means like standing in the way. These defenses.
Yeah. They would.
But it also implies that you're not in motion.
Hey, man, we're just hanging out. Having a good time.
This is good. We've created a good like law exam question using Vanderbilt at UConn.
Hey, business model. We're making test books.
Mm-hmm. What is loitering? Example, UConn at Vanderbilt. Can we drive some transportainment onto the field during this game, and will anyone notice? Can we take a pedal tavern?
Can we steal Papa John's car in the next 2 weeks?
And just
he's
drive
real
it there.
Protective of it now. He's like John Wick with that thing.
I'm not going to shoot it.
Why are you making promises you won't keep, Holly?
I shot my way from the inside out of John Wick's dog. It's true.
Punched my way out.
He ate me first.
The weirdest variation on that is actually shooting Papa John's car after you kidnap it, and just like, what did you do? They shot my car,
and then putting
here's
back
a hole in it.
Here's my question. Let's say Spencer, I convince you to come to UConn Vanderbilt. How long are you staying at this game?
I mean, if I'm there and I'm comfy and it's a nice night, you know, temperatures are falling, it's October.
Okay.
Chances are it'll probably be in the high 50s, low 60s in Nashville if it's a real nice night.
Yeah.
I got nothing else to do. I got my phone. Phone's charged up. Reception's going to be great because there's only 2,000 people in the stands.
You're approaching this like a European backpacker who's like, got to sleep somewhere.
I got to relax, man. Got to relax. What else is there to do in Nashville? I'm not going to go puke up 12 shots on Lower Broad, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a bride-to-be. I am not interested in going to yet.
What
right?
if we had a bachelorette party in Godfrey's front lawn?
Yeah, before your looks go.
I really should. Time's a wasting. If we did that in Godfrey's front yard, that would be beautiful.
Like, what if we parked a pedal
tavern? Annabeth would make it work.
Yeah.
What if and we the best parked thing is we can plot this in peace because Godfrey won't listen to the show.
What if Godfrey wakes up on that Saturday at 10 in the morning and there's a pedal tavern parked in front of his house and he's like, oh, geez, Nashville. But he just goes about his day. He looks out there at 10:30, pedal tavern's still there. And we just stay there until kickoff.
Okay, you guys remember what my dad did when my mom turned 50, not that she ever turned 50? When he took out the newspaper ad saying, like, you know, come by and honk and say happy birthday?
Yeah.
What if we invited all bachelorettes to come say hi to Godfrey on their special day?
God. It's nightmarish.
One of them might take one of the kids.
Let's do it.
I mean, we have numerous challenges we can do during this game. For instance, this week it was announced that no coaches were going to be retained at UConn and that they
Does
were
that
going
include
to
the interim.
Yeah.
That's I think that no includes everyone.
Back. Yeah. Like, no one's coming
back. Like, does UConn understand that recruiting is a thing? How, like,
evidently not.
Like, they're not going to recruit anybody now, right?
Oh, no.
Hey,
they'll get worse.
6 month severance.
Oh, no. UConn will be the worst team.
the floor will fall out. Heavens.
Oh, man. They'll be down 42-0 to Army in the first quarter. That's crazy.
You're right. It is sort of looking at the end of Jurassic Park and being like, oh, man, we're out of toilet paper. Oh, dang it.
I lost some good steaks. Left them in a cooler on that beach.
Jimmy Buffett looking up from his meal at Margaritaville being like, they didn't comp me.
Those kids didn't pay for that ice cream.
God darn it.
Well, get him.
Yeah, this is we could... My suggestion is that we, with some cajoling, could probably end up calling plays for UConn sometime in the third quarter.
What is the largest, or I guess most complex board game we could bring into UConn Vanderbilt and play?
Axis and Allies.
Carcassonne.
Okay.
Carcassonne's a good suggestion.
You think we could get Catan in there?
I think we get Catan, we're going to get dogpiled by all the students at the game.
That's like, not, yeah.
There should be like nine students at the game.
Yeah.
We're going to get bummed. Yeah, but they're all going to want to play fucking Catan.
Yeah, it's not a big board. So, I mean, we can definitely bring it in, right?
I think we can bring in expansions and shit.
Welcome.
We got the Pirate expansion. I can bring that.
Welcome to the Catan tournament with a side helping of UConn Vanderbilt football.
Vanderbilt thinking that football is played on a hexagonal field would actually explain some things.
It's second down. Trade lumber. Trade the wood.
UConn's got that. I'll trade you one stone offense.
Do you have anything else? No.
That's all I have, a rock.
To be fair, when you look at the arc of Vanderbilt, that is a long-ass road.
It's also the road from UConn campus to their football stadium is like 25 miles. UConn's got the longest road.
Yeah.
The longest road. And what makes a road longer? Traveling it by Pedal Tavern.
That's right. All UConn does is roll up and they're like, we have nutmeg. That's not even a resource in this game.
We'll trade nutmeg. You one coffee.
I'll trade you one fragrant baked item for 40 stone. Who says no? We can.
You know, most pumpkin spice things are most... Shut up. Shut up.
I feel like if it's UConn Vandy, every roll is a 7. Oh, no. It's the robber again. The robber again. Oh, no. Every tile is desert.
Also, watch this game be an absolute fucking banger somehow. just the most unintentional banger.
Game of the year.
I don't know.
There's no way.
I don't know. It doesn't mean it can't happen.
Like the last four plays are all just kick returns being like traded back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yes.
Are they both tanking?
Yeah,
UConn
no, you can
might
just
be
let them
tanking.
Have it. Yeah. Just, it'll improve our draft.
That would explain it. Oh, UConn thinks they're going to get draft picks out of this. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to get drafted into the Patriot League.
Yeah, I was going to say all of those coaches are like, yeah, buddy, I'm making a couple of draft picks during this game. Lil Miller Light, straight from the stands. I already got my buyout. Might as well relax while I'm calling this stressful game. It's over. The dream of success in stores.
So, there is a thing that a frequent topic of this show over the years has been fast food establishments. And a thing that we have encountered online is that as people travel around the country and encounter places they've never been before, they like to ask us for recommendations to these things because we're dietary experts.
Road warriors.
And just for sort of an FAQ, just to sort of establish once and for all the canon answers on these things, we've decided to poll some readers and collect just a list of go-tos you can try. So you can just store this in your brain for the time when it is needed, and just call this information up. So wanted to run through a few real quick. The one we get asked about most often is probably Popeye's. Where I think the simplest answer is just order a lot and you'll get whatever you get, right? Like, whatever you get is what the universe hath provided you.
Yeah, Spencer laid down this catechism in 2017.
Yeah, it's just the start of negotiations, and intent is kind of irrelevant.
Can I ask a follow-up? Is there anything, and you all know the Popeye's menu better than I do, I suspect, because I don't know it super well.
Oh, you think you're better than us?
No, I actually think I'm worse, is what I'm saying. Is there anything you just should not order from Popeyes? Is there a, like, just stay away?
I hate the coleslaw.
Most of the sides are really mediocre.
Mm-hmm. And they've gotten rid of, like, the two. The good sides, in my opinion, were the dirty rice and the green beans, and they got rid of both of those this year.
I will tell you this, that...
Just get fries.
I don't think the red beans and rice is bad.
It's...
But it contains so much sodium
that if you consume that
and the chicken at the same time, you may suffer a physiologically destabilizing event. I think it's probably best to just choose one or the other.
I think you just turn into a saltwater fish at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I found the green beans and the Cajun rice to both be quite good, and neither of those is on offer anymore. But, like, I'm giving something away down the line. I'm sorry about that, but I will double up on coleslaw at Cookout because I think their takeout Cookout is better than a lot of real people's coleslaw than I could name. But the coleslaw at Popeyes is more vinegary, and there's, like, a sourness to it that goes beyond tang for me that I just really don't love.
Yeah. But again, like, you got to watch those sides. They can catch up with you, and deer will be chasing you across the
park. And it's not worth it, is the thing.
Yeah.
The red beans and rice, mushy.
Chicken.
The fries,
yeah.
Warm and limp. Just get a shitload of chicken, and then accept however much you get. That's the Popeyes rule.
You know what I appreciate about Popeyes, broadly speaking? No salads. Like, most fast food places are like, all right, we will have a salad because that's a thing we have to do. Popeyes is like, nah, we're not even going to pretend.
We're not going to make you feel bad by having it here so that you don't pick it. We're just going to eliminate the bad feeling because it's not even in your, you know, it wasn't your fault. You had to get chicken.
Lettuce will never cross the threshold of this kitchen. We vow to you.
The light option at Popeyes is fried shrimp. That's the light option. Or chicken nuggets, right? They're like, oh, no, we got chicken nuggets. Those are low fat. Sure.
Sure. Because you don't eat the bones, but everything else you eat the bones.
What?
What if you just went up to Popeyes and said that? You'd be like, hey, man, can you give me the bones?
That can happen. I guarantee you.
Just someone give me the fried bones.
I asked for the bones. They gave me an entire human set of human remains. It was amazing.
That's Dale. Take care of him.
Holly, you mentioned In-N-Out. Let's go to In-N-Out next. In-N-Out fight. I don't care to fight about it. I didn't like it. Was all. I'm not one of the, like, East Coasters who go in like everything in California sucks and all that shit. It's just like I went and it was like, oh, okay, it's cool that they like it.
You have to separate. Okay, I'm gonna say this. I'm not interested in litigating the In-N-Out fight. I think that people should like what they like, and that is fine. I think, for example, that people who prefer Fatburger are insane because Fatburger burgers are indistinguishable from Sonic. It's the exact same style. However, the key to happiness in Southern California is a supper jump. Spencer, I have dragged you to experience this multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
You can vouch for this. There's only a couple places where you can pull this off with ease without letting one get cold, but you have to get your burger at In-N-Out and then go get Fatburger fries. This is happiness. That is all. I have spoken. If you like it, that's great. If you don't, that's great. No one should like the fries at In-N-Out, but I can't make you stop making bad choices.
You can get a real weird meal if you reverse that and go to Fatburger for the hamburger and In-N-Out for the fries.
And magic, like a Sonic burger and just like mealy uncooked fries.
You're like, what is food?
Yes, I'm reliving school lunch. This is awesome.
But
it is, yeah.
The opposite is quite good. There, we've done In-N-Out there. Now we're on to Cookout. I just wanted to make sure that the supper jump key to happiness was worked into the conversation.
It should be universally acknowledged that In-N-Out's fries are ass. They're bad.
It's not. And but people say, oh, you get them well done. No, they're still well done. When they're well done, they're just crispy and mealy.
When you say acknowledged, I have never heard anyone say the fries are good. I have heard people say the fries are fine or can be fine. Nobody has. I think this is the strawiest straw man that ever did straw.
Mm. I think people
fries.
The longer we talk about this, the more it stresses me out. So let's just go to Cookout where everything is good.
In-N-Out is fine. On to Cookout, where There are so many options, right? Where there is no one size fits all at Cookout. I don't think like everyone is gonna find their own thing. It would be interesting, honestly, if we were to like rank every single category of item there. If we'd even have a composite, I'm not sure.
That
we would.
Is an April activity. Our bracket this year.
That'd take a lot of spreadsheets and math.
Can I ask Jason how many items on the Cookout menu have you eaten? Like if I went through them rapid fire, how many do you think you're hitting? Half? Let's take the shakes off the board because
Wait,
I don't.
Do you think if you put all three of us in the pool and you go down one by one, we've covered it all?
I don't know.
I'd be surprised if there are things I haven't.
Really? Like, okay, here, I'm just pulling one out. Bacon sure. Cheddar dog. You've had that.
Pretty sure, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I've definitely had that.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Cheesecake.
Spencer
has a thing about Cookout cheesecake.
Listen, nothing. It makes you feel like, you know, when cats in cartoons are eating like fish skeletons and they put on out of garbage cans and they put on a little like top hat that has the top popped
You're
out
describing
right
Heathcliff,
and they have like
yes
right yeah the like, last like the, little...
time, the last time we got Cookout cheesecake I was driving and you looked over at me and I don't know what the situation was, we were fucking exhausted, but you looked over at me and you were like, you were almost crying and you're like, I'm an aristocrat.
Yeah, when you get, but yeah, like, and Tom does this in Tom and Jerry, mm-hmm. when they're dining out of a garbage can, but they're still wearing, like, a bow tie made out of a banana peel, right? Like, ho-ho! That's sure. what I feel like when I get the cheesecake at Cookout.
Okay, Jason had a whole thing that he was starting to ramp up to that got derailed.
No, I would just say, like, I think the main main piece of advice for me would be quesadilla as a side, leave so much room for whatever your other side is. I would say fries, because by volume... Quesadillas plus fries, you're getting a lot of poundage in there. The other thing is their large drinks cost the same as the regular drinks, so like it's already cheap, and there are ways to get even more bang for your buck. Bang as in the things that happen within your tummy after you've eaten.
I don't think I've ever noticed this before because I don't think I've gotten it. According to the online menu at Cookout, there are two sizes of fresh brewed tea. There's large.
Yep.
And there's huge.
That's right.
It's a great what place. Other sizes do you need of tea?
You're right. BLT. Have you had that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The main thing I don't want on here, honestly, Dasani. Ugh. Trash bottled water.
We're not here for that.
Having opinions on water seems weird. I don't think it tastes
good. Dasani
like
doesn't
like...
taste good. All other bottled water is fine, and Dasani tastes weird. Dasani tastes like being stuck on an airplane on the tarmac. That's what it tastes like.
This so makes true, me feel like man. I have five taste buds, which might be the case. I might actually only have five taste buds. Because I'm like water in a puddle on the ground. Tastes fine.
Spencer, when you go, if you go from Georgia to Florida, are you like, oh God, the water here is bad? Or are you like,
that
fail to phase you? Okay.
No, that I do notice, right? You also notice when you shower and nothing ever gets clean ever.
I'm dirtier. I am slippery now.
You're like, why am I bathing in dragon spit? This is weird.
I hate
this place so much.
Take me back to where everything's clean in Georgia.
He's some idiot from Long Island's like, hey, it's paradise, beach time, baby.
That's why so many New Yorkers come down to Florida for snowboard purposes, because the nasty water allows bagel replication.
That's right.
Oh man, that makes me sound anti-Semitic when really I just mean the water's nasty. Bagels are good.
Florida bagel is a disgusting combination of words. I agree.
I know.
Florida bagel sounds like a euphemism.
I apologize to the tribe of Israel, but not to the state of Florida.
A Florida bagel is when you get two spider bites next to each other and they both puff up.
It's a bagel with
what the fuck, fried
gator in it.
Okay. One other Cookout trick that I feel we could easily pull is... you can have like four people in the car and everyone can order an enormous meal and no two items will be the same.
Oh,
yeah, you can also.
Somebody out there who can do the math, please run. How many permutations of cookout are there?
Of cookout somebody, tray some nerd has done this.
Yeah, it's Bill. It's definitely Bill.
It's got to be Bill.
But snacks and pain plus.
What is the most chaotic cookout tray you can construct?
Permutations of cookout.
I feel like it's one and the same with the best idea. Just like layer it with quesadilla and pile the fries as high as you can.
I'm going to call it...
This. So I guess you have to back up from here and say, like, what are your goals when entering the cookout, right?
Sure. I just want to challenge my body. How about that?
Yeah.
The biggest challenge, like if I were going to go, okay, one tray.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So no add-ons. But if I was going to do one tray that was going to challenge the mind and spirit, that was going to take you 2/3 of the way up on Everest and say, either hit the summit or die, son.
Yeah, no oxygen. Yeah.
I would do this. I would go start with 2 corn dogs. Okay.
Chaos reigns.
2 corn dogs.
Good. Good start. Get the mind reeling a little.
Then I would throw the white cheddar bites on top of it because
the white cheddar bites are elite.
Yeah, they're elite, but they are going
that
to
that might be the best food item they sell.
But they're going to fill you up. At this point, you're gonna go, oh man, I'm so full. What do I not want to see again? That's right, corn dog number 3.
Damn.
So corn dog, white cheddar bites, then bam, another corn dog around. But like you're like, oh, I accounted for the linebacker. Here comes the linebacker. Sure.
Yeah, for the unfamiliar, the thing that really makes cookout a chaotic experience is that so many of your main dishes, what you think of as a main dish at another outlet, can be had either as a main or as a side here.
Mm-hmm.
Corn dog, where people seem to get tripped up.
Corn dog, cheddar bite, corn dog is the play action pass.
That's it is. You're like, I'm so winded. Don't throw it over my... Oh, it's over my head!
This sounds like some kind of Carolina-based sequel to The Craft. Like, can you see, like, squatting around a Ouija board being like, corn dog, cheddar bites, corn dog.
Your esophagus is levitating. Your esophagus is a linebacker.
You sink into the earth.
Your esophagus is a linebacker on a slot receiver, just like, oh god,
I'm in for the run game. and then your beverage is going to be a cheesecake shake.
Oh
yeah,
Jesus,
that's not going to wash anything down.
No,
all these things that are lodged.
You've introduced a binding agent.
Oh god, yeah, you're tamping it down.
You've built like a food tower of Babel in your body.
Food
column.
Look,
there's a person on this call who's bragged about being impervious to dairy, and it's not you.
No, it's true. I think you could do this.
I could absolutely do this because I'm impervious to dairy.
I have faith. This would kill me. Like this would.
Have you ever actually had a cheesecake shake?
Yeah, this would kill me.
I've never seen you do this.
I've had a cheesecake shake, and I had to lay down for 7 months afterward.
That good, huh? All that for only like $2.50 or whatever.
Yeah, you know, like the guy who took a wingsuit off of Table Rock in South Africa, and he hit, and they were like, "Yeah, his leg, like he lived, but like he hit a rock." Going 120 miles an hour, and he was down for 7 months. That was me after I had cheesecake. I tried a cheesecake shake. I tried something extreme, and I had to spend 7 months in traction.
Okay, so one thing we haven't done is talk about... So we've talked about how to destroy ourselves, but what people ask us a lot of the times is, hey, I'm going just like, what should I get? So what is your shake? Like all other things being equal, what is your go-to shake? Or are you a magpie?
I have no go-to shake. I roam from shake to shake. Generally speaking, the seasonals. I tend to like go from the seasonals, particularly because the watermelon one. Yeah.
And the watermelon shake season has just passed us by.
The eggnog one in December is absolutely lovely.
I'm good for about one eggnog shake a year. I'm really glad they don't sell it like into January or whatever because I might be tempted to like bring it for a birthday treat. But no, like I have my one eggnog shake for the year and I'm done.
I feel like eggnog's just like that. One a year.
That might be an eggnog universality. Jason, what is your go to shake?
If we're to only select one, it would probably be mint chip, but I bounce around all over. We're spraying the board as far as
has anyone
I don't even
ever...
feel like I have a I don't even feel like I have a particular taste for milkshakes because like I think my favorites are like peach and Oreo, which feel like they have a lot of daylight between them when it comes to shakes.
What is the walnut milkshake?
It's so good. Okay.
I'm so glad
you are
not
Tennessee enough. Okay, this is sorry. This is
no. I think that's what it's. I want to go to a Vanderbilt game. I'm very not Tennessee.
You're not from. No, this is more of like an East Tennessee thing, which is why I'm not surprised it's leaked into it's leaked into the Carolinas. Black walnut ice cream is a very like Southern Appalachia thing.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Sure.
Okay, cool. So this is just blended black walnut ice cream, and you will at the bottom find a bunch of like ice cream liquid coated vanilla walnuts, and then you get a delicious snack. This is another thing that I can only get about once a year, but like this is a very specific childhood memory evoking thing for me because my grandparents had walnut trees and we would go get little ice cream cups from the gas station at the end of the road and we would scramble up on the carport roof and like eat them with nuts that we were pulling down off of the drying rack. And so that's a pure nostalgia hit for me. I love that one.
Okay, that's helpful context.
I recommend trying it. It's basically like it's like butter pecan, but a little less salty and more mapley. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so. It's just very confusing when you just see like chocolate and fruit.
Walnut is a really specifically regional thing.
Yeah, okay.
But it's one that I just happen to love.
Can I share with you my favorite conceptual way to order at cookout? What I find to be the most way to order. The most extreme way to order for me is the Rick Ross. Rick Ross, who on
you
Hustle.
Order and, a whale?
Yeah. It's got to be free. No, you would order on Hustlin', Rick Ross rhymes 22 like 8 times in a row. Like he rhymes 2 or 22 8 times in a row. It is, are you tired of this? No, there's more. No, there's more. And for me, the Rick Ross is to order 2 quesadillas with a tray and then get a quesadilla and a quesadilla as a side, right? Like the full wall-to-wall rhyme.
The quadrilla.
That is the most deranged order to me. Yeah, yeah. You can just get yourself a fine tiramisu.
Pour
milkshake on top of it to bind it. Get the cheesecake.
I wonder why we have bigger linemen than other places.
This sounds like Chicago pizza to me.
They should just put it on the menu as such. Like, this is the, what's the cookout secret menu? Yeah, man, you go and you say, give me the Chicago deep dish, and they give you 4 quesadillas that they've just layered French dressing between.
I think Spencer invented cookout lasagna, actually.
That's Raleigh lasagna. Raw lasagna! Just take that whole thing, smash it together. Go to an NC State game, watch them lose by 9.
Woo! Let's jump through some more. Y'all feel free to interrupt me at any point. I'm going to start reading from readers. Bojangles, which, all right, a lot of people like it. I've never personally been impressed, but that's fine. We had multiple people write and say the Cajun filet biscuit with pimento cheese. Chick-fil-A, I like what reader Jamie Matthews had to say, which is turn around and find the nearest Wendy's. Because I will say this about Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. It is the most legit spicy chicken sandwich anywhere you can find at fast food. Yes, including you, Popeyes. Like, when a fast food place says spicy, they're fucking lying, unless they're Wendy's. I trust you, Wendy's.
On the topic of Bojangles, I don't find it worthwhile to go to one, to go to like a freestanding location, to like go to a drive-thru or whatever. It is
you
want
to go to a
sit-down
Bojangles?
No, it's perfect airport food.
Okay.
This way, sir.
Yes.
Welcome to Bojangles.
Take the lady to a Bojangles.
Like, maybe that's what I've been missing, because I don't like Bojangles either, with the exception of the berry biscuit.
Everyone will defend the biscuit.
Like, the Charlotte Airport and Washington, D.C. Union Station are some of the best places. And a lot of it has to do with, like, the context and how tired you are and the fact that, again, at Union Station, one of your options is to go to the fucking Sbarro Buffet, the most cursed place I've ever seen in my own two eyes. But I do think it has a higher value in travel context than it does just, like, going about town.
Are you saying Bojangles should
Server
be stationed anywhere people
Server's
are under...
Pissed. Server's pissed.
I know.
Carolina in the house.
Server, speak up. Speak on it.
This is not fucking cool.
I was gonna have Bojangles at my birthday. And now you guys can't come.
And on top of this, I can tell how new all of you are to cookout, which is making me even more angry.
Okay, let's go.
That's it.
Speak on it.
It's
then.
Not Raleigh lasagna. It's clearly triad lasagna. Those are different parts of the state. I'm now channeling my inner Michael Felder.
Wait. Which state? North Carolina or South Carolina? They're different, right?
Yes, they are different. We do need to differentiate between the two. But
oh man, servers gonna quit
lasagna,
the show
because the NFL says they're the same.
The idea that like anyone's bringing up pimento cheese on the glorious Cajun filet biscuit as if it needs anything else is really, really troubling.
Why would your trash can want pimento cheese? Throw the Cajun filet biscuit in it.
I'm so displeased.
Server has his head in his hands right now.
I want everybody to think about the year plus of Shutdown Fullcast that Server has had to endure, both as we record and as he edits the fucking thing. This is the angriest I've ever seen him by far.
By far.
I don't think we have any more ACC coastal restaurants, so I think you should be good from now on, Server.
I mean, like, talk about Culver's or something. I don't care.
Okay, let's
keep Bojangles
exactly
out your mouth.
Okay, what is your go-to Bojangles order?
Cajun filet biscuit with bow rounds.
Okay. But
sweet tea.
None of the cheese.
No.
Okay.
Pimento cheese from any fast food restaurant. I know I just offended Bojangles, but any fast food pimento cheese is not good and not acceptable
to
any self-respecting Southerner.
I don't understand pimento cheese.
I'm not a huge fan, but definitely not from a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
My family's pimento cheese recipe is, this is going to make it sound like creepy or glamorous or something, and it's neither, but my family pimento cheese recipe is a good bit different from like commercial pimento cheese, so I don't usually rock with it. The one commercially available pimento cheese that is approved by my mother and my godmother both, and this is this is a holy duo here, is the jalapeno pimento cheese from Palmetto House that you can get at Kroger. It's from South Carolina, but it's pretty good. Palmetto cheese, go look for it.
This it's is not from South Carolina, but, it's pretty good.
That's what I was trying to get at. Like, it's from South Carolina, but don't let that put you off.
It's going to be the name of my film company. It's from South Carolina, but it's pretty good.
That's what Clemson should put on all their recruiting memes. Mm. All right, Server, you said Culver's. They're next in alphabetical order. We're going to the Big Ten. The cheese curds, all right, the Big Burger, all that stuff. Like, that's
I need to be educated
that's
on
the famous
Culver's,
stuff.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
We have a few in Georgia. So you're gonna get the big ass buttery burger, right? Everything that's the worse it sounds for you, the better it is. Cheese curds are the essential thing to get a set of fries. Several readers wrote in to recommend the pork loin sandwich, which I have never tried. That sounds advanced for a fast food place.
How do you put that in a fast food? How do you put that in a fast food context?
Yeah, I don't know. Culver's, it's this very interesting mix between. You're sensing freshness, but also sensing, I now have all the cholesterol I need for the rest of my life. Like,
for
everything feels
fried.
Like it's
That's
from a
aesthetic.
Farm. You're getting like farm fresh cholesterol, basically.
If you could turn up gravity on the planet Earth for about 45 minutes, that's how it feels after you eat at Culver's. Everything is heavier, more torpid, not necessarily less energetic, but everything requires far more energy.
Just
and the only time I've ever eaten there with Jason, I ate there with Jason at a Culver's that is located somewhere north of here. I forget where, but it's in like a barren, it's in like a pine barren, and it was like 95 degrees. We're like, let's eat at Culver's.
And we had just hiked a mountain. We hiked a mountain and then went straight to Culver's. It was like total shock of all senses.
Is Georgia some kind of, and I maybe this is because of the airport, I don't know, but is Georgia some weird kind of like nexus for regional fast food? Because we have Del Tacos here and I don't understand that at all.
I think the boring answer is all of the fast food conglomerates are like getting bought up, and like Atlanta is frequently just
I wonder if it's like so many Del Taco executives are flying through and they're like, you know what
we need,
we'll just plant a seed while we're here.
I have been
there's a Del Taco in fucking Douglasville now. What?
I have been to a Culver's in Eau Claire, Wisconsin in February.
Wow, damn. You're a ranking
that hit right.
Big Ten-man.
That's a serious Big Ten, yeah.
You're a scholar.
I have never felt more out of place in my life, and I've been inside several prisons.
Okay.
I just like didn't know what to do. Like I like had no context for it. I didn't know what I was getting into. And it was just like, yeah, it was a weird feeling.
Did you get the big ass Butterburger?
Is that actually what it's called?
Yes.
No. There's no cursing. Oh, no cursing in the Culver's. Yeah. It's all humble, wholesome Midwestern.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all over the place is like, here's the farmer who grew this lettuce and stuff.
See.
Have y'all ever read like Roger Ebert's essay about Steak and Shake?
Mm-mm.
I would mark that. No, it's really entertaining. He invokes the glory of the Butterburger as well. I would recommend that as reading for anyone who likes this episode. Go listen to this article.
Yeah, this is, by the way, Culver's entire business plan is what Shake Shack just stole. Shake Shack is not for the people. Culver's is for the people.
Why is it Shake Shack for the... Or Shake Shack. Steak and Shake, not Shake Shack.
Yeah, but Culver's, like, if you look, like, this is secretly...
Shake Shack has crinkle fries, and I maintain that crinkle fries are not to be trusted.
Wait, Culver's has them as well, so they may be a little sus in your eyes.
See, Shake Shack to me is airport food, because I've only ever seen it in the airport.
Yeah,
I think Shake Shack.
And it's always like what I grab when I'm stuck at the dead end of B concourse at JFK.
Shake Shack was also the nearest place to Vox's DC office, so I got used to eating a lot of Shake Shack, and maybe I
Shake Shack is. I think the common thread we are circling around here is Shake Shack is your best fast food option if you are expensing your meal.
Oh yes.
If somebody else is picking up,
look at the value I'm getting.
Shake Shack is great. If you are paying
also,
for
I
it,
put it, but also I put it with In-N-Out in that the sides are trash.
Yeah, but I think
not
it's
as bad
easier,
as In-N-Out.
I think it's easier to move on from that at Shake Shack for whatever reason.
Can I move on and invite the listener over into this dark corner with me? Because I need the listener to come over into this dark corner.
We'll
this is where all secrets.
He's combined cheesecake and quesadillas.
Okay. I mean, you could joke about having no shame, but come on in, brother.
Are we
going to
talk about Crystal? I hope we're going to talk about Crystal enthusiastically.
We're going to be talking about Hardee's.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Hardee's
right. All right.
Yeah, it's Hardee's.
Our second episode Hardee's in a row time. With Hardee's content.
This is OG Hardee's, not the regional West Coast branch that we invented the recent podcast after dark. Georgia is a verb. Let's everybody know. And this is gospel truth. I'm a Hardee's breakfast evangelist, and when someone is finally dumb enough to take my advice, I always recommend the omelet biscuit and the country fried steak biscuit. Hardee's
double
is
biscuit.
The last. Listen, get both of them if you dare. The country fried steak biscuit at Hardee's slaps. It's delicious. Always.
I don't know you, man.
It's. I told you. Just. I know. If you feel this. You're right here with me, okay? You're not alone. There are others out here who respect the Hardee's breakfast.
I feel like Hardee's is the brand that Arby's advertises, right? Like Arby's is like, oh, okay, you got sandwiches and stuff, but their commercials are like, fuck you, meat! Hardee's is that actual place.
they're the bee about it to
remember
Arby's talk
Hardee's,
about it.
Yes. Remember what Hardee's commercials used to be like?
The weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Had like a few Jessica that. Simpson era.
Yeah, yeah they've had a few eras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a few apologies to write.
They specifically fuck Carl's Jr. because Hardee's weren't like that before.
That's true.
Before Carl's bought them. And Hardee's breakfast was even better before they were acquired by Carl's.
Back like, in like blue and orange
yeah,
Hardee's days?
Yeah, like Grandma and Papa breakfast Sunday morning Hardee's was real, real good. Yeah.
Cale Yarborough Hardee's, right? Like, yes. The soul of Hardee's went out when they stopped sponsoring NASCARs.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for a period of time, there was some sort of, like, local law everywhere in the South where, like, you had to have a Hardee's within 100 feet of a hospital. Like, every hospital was, like, walking distance to a Hardee's for some reason.
Well, you were saying that Bojangles,
for some reason,
that Bojangles is best consumed under pressure, under stress, right? You're like, yeah. Man, it's like Bojangles tastes so good when it's in an airport. And I'm like, what if you had a Hardee's right next to a divorce court, right? Like everybody's just coming out and being like, oh God, I need a biscuit.
I gotta refortify.
People be like, it's so good and I don't know why. And I'm like, you're going to
format my tum-tum.
I just lost 50% of my stomach and I need to rebuild it. ripped 50% of my body weight.
Ah, jeez, I gotta economize now. Hello, Hardee's.
The trickiest thing about Hardee's, it is the least photogenic fast food in the world. Like, I'm looking at the website right now, and it's like, all of this is just like food slab. Food slab.
Sometimes you want food slab.
See, this is the B about it, right? This is the
B
about it. Arby's is like, come over, we'll Netflix and chill. And Hardee's is like,
what?
Come over now.
Hardee's is like, here's a picture of my asshole.
It's called a Big Buford.
It is.
And you don't want to tell your friends about it, but you're calling them.
The Big Asshole Burger. The Big Asshole Butter Burger.
So that's a recommendation at Hardee's.
This probably goes without saying, but as best I can tell, Hardee's also does not offer salads. I don't think that will shock.
Hardee's would just end up making larb, but with like raw ground beef.
Yeah.
I think if you brought like a head of iceberg lettuce to Hardee's, they'd be like, this beef looks fucking terrible. What did you do?
Just throwing it right in the fryer. What? What?
This onion's fucked up, but we'll make rings out of it.
That's 100 burgers worth of topping. So that's Hardee's.
You floss with that?
Server still doesn't look like he's forgiven us.
No, he hasn't.
No, he's
fine.
Mad.
It's all right. It's all right.
He's so mad.
Let's return to the Big Ten.
I'm
not exactly sure how to pronounce this in Big Ten. Portillo's? That sound about right?
This is a Chicago thing.
It's very
Chicago.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten there with Matt Brown. I think it was the only time I went there. So I had an expert's hand-holding as I was there. But reader Dobbs writes in to recommend the combo sandwich, hot peppers, dipped mozzarella, side of cheese fries, so you can pour your leftover cheese sauce onto the sandwich. That's Chicago as hell. Dump my cheese fries.
You feel like one of those like NBC Wednesday night promos where they're like, that's the Chicago way.
Everything, every piece of Chicago food is a mistaken dare. All of it.
I just love it. The sandwich alone sounds daunting, and then it's fries also. But wait, cheese fries. But wait.
They have so many over...
I think you have to line your body for winter, right? You have to line your skin.
Oh,
you
see, I think what it is...
No, I mean, like,
is...
you have to put the... So if you put the cheese on the inside of your body, then it helps protect your organs from the wind.
See, you have the sweater you put on over your body and the sweater you put on within.
I think what this actually is it's like all of Chicago's restaurateurs and chefs got together and they were like, this is a city full of Bears and Cubs fans, and we need to kill them as quickly as possible for their own benefit. We need to just get them dead.
The sports teams aren't doing it.
We need to get them dead.
Well, think about it. Everybody would go and work in a slaughterhouse, right? Shoot cows in the head all day, cut them up, come home. Right? They'd drink hard. They'd watch terrible sports. And then restaurants would come and they would be like, please, sir, where would you like to sit? And they'd be like, what the fuck? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you trying to kill or assault or ruin my life? So eventually the restaurants had to respond in kind and be like, we want some place where Chicago locals feel safe. So they would walk in and be like, sandwich dipped in cheese, asshole. They would just like cram
sandwich
it.
Sandwich dipped in cheese, assholes. I'm actually kind of amazed cheese assholes isn't a side anywhere.
Isn't it? I feel like we encountered something within a previous Fullcast where there was somebody selling basically that. Anyway, I'm sure the listeners remember.
Like calamari, but you dip them in cheese?
I don't know. For some reason, this is ringing as a memory.
I mean, chicken
is really
Chicago feels like the place to combine cheese and seafood at every turn.
I also like that Chicago food is completely lost. It's basically like if you could take Photoshop and adjust the sliders and free transform food, like pizza, but thick.
Yeah.
Right? Or sandwich, like sandwich, is it too big to dip? No, we'll just make the dip bowl bigger.
Dump the dip on it.
Just dump the dip on it.
Can I share some history of Portillo's from Wikipedia? So Portillo's was originally opened as a hot dog trailer that had no restroom and no running water called the Dog House. The stand was losing money, and the founder, Dick Portillo, needed to find a solution. So what did this enterprising young Chicago man do? He went to other competitors and snuck into the back rooms and wrote down where they were purchasing their product. He did this over and over again to get, like, so that he could upgrade to a larger trailer. So he just basically copied other people's homework until he could have a successful business.
And then dipped it in cheese.
Because that was what they weren't doing. That's what.
Welcome to Portillo's. We hate you.
He walked into all those places and says, wait a frickin' minute. Where's the cheese?
He also apparently was involved in some business called Key Wester Fish and Pasta House.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. That's what Bane's dudes... No, this tracks. That's what... So, like, Gotham is Chicago, right?
Sure.
And that's what Bane's dudes say when he's climbing out of the hole in the desert, like, fish, fish, pasta,
fish, pasta, fish, fish, pasta, pasta.
Okay.
Go run the movie back.
That's why they're why they're down in the pit, remember? Because they're waiting for it to be filled with cheese. Like, we're down here.
So Batman the cheese got will out. Come,
and we will all rise.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Batman got out, floating on top of the
cheese.
What
rises?
What fire rises faster than one that has grease dripped on it?
Mm-hmm. That's why. That's why Chicago as Gotham is so crime ridden, because nobody can escape from criminals. Too full. Mm. Can't run.
Too gassy.
Too gassy. Oh, okay.
Let's run through a regional. Actually, I think all these are Big 12 adjacent. Runza, former Big 12, Hardy Wallbanger writes in. Nebraskans get asked what to order at a Runza. The correct answer is chili with cinnamon rolls between October and April, or cheese Runza year round. I've never been more big. That's right. Yeah, this is the only thing I know. I've never sampled this place. I feel like the only place sports writers ever eat it is like in the press box at a Nebraska game. But everyone says this is the most insane thing I've ever tried, but it works. I've never heard anyone say it's bad, the chili with cinnamon rolls. Have any of y'all ever tried this?
Mm-mm.
No, it's just kind of like
I accept it as a concept. Like I don't doubt the concept. I've just never tried it.
I've never had the chance, but I believe them.
The Runza itself appears to be some sort of, like, Hot Pocket?
Yeah, it's like a big Hot Pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't trust it. I know. It's probably pretty good.
Thanks, Spencer.
But I don't...
Always a pleasure.
I don't... Yeah. I mean, the chili with cinnamon rolls, I could... That seems fine. I could go with that. I've heard enough people I trust say it's pretty good. Runza... I don't know, man.
I'm still not super clear on what the Runza is, but I trust the chili and cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Sheets with a Z. Backyard brawl time. Obnoxiously
All
pissed
right.
girl writes in to say, fried cheese curds or the app sampler with fried mac and cheese bites, popcorn chicken, and cheese curds with boom boom sauce. And multiple people say you can get two hot dogs for a dollar there. Holly, take it away.
West Virginian tagging in. as a person who does not consume eggs... It is really difficult to get any kind of road breakfast in America and or really in a lot of restaurants that aren't road breakfast, because America's idea of breakfast food is to like slap an egg on normal food. And that's just not my deal. And Sheetz, I love, because if you've never been inside a Sheetz, which those of you at home, that's Sheetz. It is a palatial gas station chain. In the Pennsylvania, West Virginia axis. There is one in the very, very, very eastern reaches of Georgia now, I think, or it's coming soon, because they have stretched down as far as North Carolina now. And the last time I was up there for work, the cashier excitedly told me that, like, oh, where she saw my license or something. She's like, oh, we're going to be there soon. I was like, oh, thank God. But Sheetz has this labyrinthine touchscreen menu where you go inside and you can order a breakfast sandwich, and you can get a breakfast sandwich that has all kinds of like things on it that are not eggs, right? They have, you know, the topping menu is like cookout-esque. You know, you can get your biscuit with chicken sausage and pico de gallo and avocado slices and whatever, but there's all kinds of options for you to get breakfast food that don't involve eating disgusting egg. Spencer, what are you doing, man?
Okay.
Stop it. And they also have a coffee bar that does the exact same thing. You can add all manner of disgusting syrups to it. But Sheetz in the past like decade or so has also expanded past the pickled eggs and tuna sandwiches, to have like a pretty nice little, you know, kiosk set up in the middle of the place where you can get, you know, a cup of fresh grapes. You can get, you know, you can get a little like above cafeteria grade, like fruit salad situations when you've been on the road for like 9 hours. It's really nice. Also, they pretty perennially, in my experience, have clean bathrooms, and everybody in there is super friendly. And I play Sheetz over Wawa because I place a premium on being able to have food that is intentionally made without eggs.
From the
that's a very specific niche. But
from the other side of your fruit salad take, they have a fried chicken sandwich with mozzarella sticks on top of it and marinara sauce.
This is the thing.
That's
I'm
really
this
really
is the
awesome.
Spectrum. Yeah. So you have the app sampler on one end, and like you can add fried macaroni and cheese bites to anything. You could probably put it in coffee if you want to. So if that's your mood, you can have it. But you know, if that is mom's mood and dad is like, if I don't get something green in my stomach, I will die. There's like, you know, a carrots and celery cup. Sheets can serve in a pretty, what I've always been in. At least like most of my experience, it's a gas station, but you know, it's a QT, it's a Love's, it's a pretty well-kept gas station. You can serve a wide spectrum of needs in this one little spot.
My favorite thing about a Sheetz is this, that you can find a Knight of the Alleghenies, some gentleman up there who has got a pack of cigs, right? A Monster Energy, but he likes choice too, right? Mm-hmm. He's in there in his like boots. And he's got his, like, Stiller's hat or his, you know, West Virginia hat.
I forgot the best part. If you're in West Virginia also, and this will change as you go up and down the highways from Pennsylvania to West Virginia, they will have local pepperoni rolls from whatever the local establishment is that makes the pepperoni rolls. They will have they will have your particular neck of the hollers bakery has a rack set up. So you can get pepperoni rolls as they are meant to be had. You know, eating in the car at 90 miles an hour on a road with no guardrails.
We'll see, like, the Knights of the Alleghenies who are doing this, they love that. They love the custom stuff. They love choice. They love it because you're like, what are you doing? Yeah, I got some smokes and a Monster. But, you know, I also got a little schmiskit here with some Canadian bacon and, you know, egg whites because I'm trying to be healthy. Yeah, like, everybody loves Sheetz.
See, sometimes I will go in and my order will be like, oh, I'm going to get a breakfast burrito. And instead of eggs, I know that they can just fill it up with potatoes instead. And I keep repeating this because this is like a lifetime of me having to go back and say, hey, fuckers, you put eggs in this. But sometimes it's a pepperoni roll and a cup of grapes, and that's good too.
Well, that goes to the other choice here listed for Sheetz, which is my favorite because we've gone at length on all of the gourmet options that Sheetz can provide you for very little money. And then the next suggestion by multiple people is 2 hot dogs for $1.
Also that. There's a spectrum. There's a spectrum of cost. There's a spectrum of nutrition. And Sheetz is there for you up and down both of these axes.
Speaking of up and down, as far as something that goes down into your body and then likely back up, we're going to stay within the Big 12. We're going to go to Skyline in Cincinnati. Where the recommendation from... I love a good slurry. It's a combo recommendation. I'm going to call it Professor Butts featuring Action Cookbook, all right? A regular five-way, 2 cheese conies, no onion, no mustard, Mountain Dew crackers and hot sauce. This, of course, with just a huge ass pile of spaghetti with chilies and lots of cheese on top of it. I've done Skyline once, and that was plenty.
Around here, we have a very different concept of a regular
five-way. Cincinnati are they like, oh, get the crackers. What are they? Crackers.
Am I our only Skyline veteran here? Or
I think so. No, yeah, you've had it, haven't you?
I'm not touching it.
I've never had it.
I did it
once, and it was very much like, okay, half a plate. That's okay. I'm good. I get it.
There are two things on this list of restaurants that two places I will not touch. Skyline is one of them.
I don't object to the concept of either like chili spaghetti or like cheese on there on. I just think the chili in question looks gross.
Yeah, it looks loose. I recall the spaghetti noodles being very like soft and you know what I mean? They're like thick and soft. That kind of
it's not Cincinnati. That's a Cincinnati al dente. I can't do a Cincinnati accent. I don't know why I defaulted.
I
can't imagine
baseball.
What it is.
No, I can't either, actually.
I think there was some baseball announcer earlier this year who, when they showed, it was a whole video segment on Skyline in the stadium, like, oh, well, there's a Skyline chili here in Cincinnati.
Dump.
And the announcer just no-sold it. didn't even play along. It was just like, no.
I'm pretty sure this was, I'm like 90% sure this was the Mets.
Yeah. It was the Mets. It was Keith Hernandez, wasn't
That's
it?
I don't know if it was Keith, but it was definitely one of the Mets announcers. And it was like, oh, this is a very Mets thing to do, to not even pretend, to not even go along with it.
No, they're like, look at that. What do you think? That looks like garbage. That looks like hot, hot freaking garbage right there. No way.
A Mets man is like, no, we got way better food.
So Ryan is a Mets fan. And
that's
Ryan,
not true. That's not true.
Wait, I thought you were.
I dabbled in Mets fandom, as many people make bad mistakes when they're young.
Huh.
Okay,
wait,
so this
was this?
I'm in New York thing.
I moved to New York. I was like, okay, I should make some attempt to, you know, take an interest in one of the local sports teams. And the Mets were the right intersection of cheap, not going to be good during football season, and not absolutely riddled with assholes in the
This was me and the LA Kings. Okay.
During our time recording this show, you have been a Mets fan.
I actually don't know if that's true.
Huh. Okay.
I didn't last that long.
So the reason I ask is that I learned something about Mets games over the weekend that you have never brought up, and never bringing it up in the context of this show feels weird.
Okay.
They play Piano Man at every fucking game.
Do they? I didn't know that. That's true.
If this person was fucking with me.
It's entirely possible that it's true. I don't remember that being a thing, but I couldn't speak to it either way. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Cool.
So you're among Mets fans. There are two. There's a schism, and you're among those who don't have opinions on Piano Man.
Okay. Hey, did we? Sorry, I'm vibing back to my eggless breakfast thing. Did we skip Crystal? Did nobody ask for Crystal? That feels weird.
No one weighed in on Crystal. Any take? So let's do this now. Crystal and Sonic are on here with no takes. Anyone with those?
I can do both of those real quick. No food at Sonic is good, but all of the drinks are great.
That's simple.
I think I will say that the tots at Sonic are fine. If you need a salty to go with your sweet.
If you need a snack, all of the limeades at Sonic are my jam. They have crushed ice, which goes a long way. The Lord of all ice, much like Zaxby's, you can buy Sonic ice to go. But I converted Spencer to Crystal's breakfast, which has been, as my father taught me, because at Crystal, I guess they don't make the little breakfast sandwiches in advance because they'd get squishy because of the steam. So you can get an eggless breakfast sandwich at Crystal. And I've converted him to it just in the past few weeks on his Thinking Out Loud commute.
It's delicious.
Speak on it.
Also, we got a really good Crystal.
We do. We're very blessed or unblessed, depending on how you define your caloric intake, to be over by a really excellent Popeyes, and like so excellent that we thought it had to be a law enforcement front, and a Crystal that is populated entirely with like over 40 women in the kitchen, and it's just like it you can tell there's just like a real hocus pocus vibe in there. And
the Crystal Coven,
like I wouldn't cross them for money, but mm-hmm. I am exceedingly polite, and they are very sweet.
The other thing Crystal does, which is the exact opposite of what Holly is looking for, but which is sometimes what I am looking for in a breakfast, they will just serve you, and it's not appetizing, but it tastes good, and sometimes just what you need. They're just like, here is a cup of eggs and bacon. Here it is.
Yep.
Just eat your eggs and bacon horse trough. Have a
An
great
eggs
day.
And bacon shooter?
No, it's yeah. it's
but it's
more
like
some,
a it's, but it,
it's like a pint
it's
glass.
Like a, yeah, uh-huh. It's bigger than that. It's like the I'm trying to think of what it would be like comparable to size wise.
It's like a Wendy's
like,
Chili's.
Like a feed
bag. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
like,
it's like
eight
when you get
eight
a
ounces.
Cup of chili from Wendy's.
It's like a shorter cup, but a wider cup. You
yes,
know?
But it's just eggs, cheese, and bacon or sausage. Hmm.
So Crystal does this thing with their breakfast that I wish other fast food restaurants would do. They have the biscuit, right? But they also, their little like Hawaiian roll style burger buns, they make breakfast sandwiches on those. And instead of having like the regular burger meat, I think Crystal Burgers are like trash and White Castle too. They're not my thing. But they have a little tiny sausage patty on the breakfast sandwich, and I wish that more places would run a breakfast burger with this, because you can get it without the disgusting slice of processed egg on it, and it's very good. And it'll probably kill me very early.
Let's see. Let's skip ahead to Taco Bell. All right.
That's the other one.
I have a controversial take here. Ooh. I don't think you should have a go-to order at Taco Bell.
I as well. I do not. I've eaten there 1,000 times, and every time it's just sort of roll up, look at the menu, and
like, this is a quarterback who stays in the pocket. So just like, get whatever you want, because really we're just talking about like whether we're running a short out to the left or to the right, or dumping it to the halfback.
Every single thing there is the cheesy, crunchy, whatever. The only thing I'll say, the potatoes are good. Anything like the potato items always come and go, but all potato items at Taco Bell are good.
I had a go-to order at Taco Bell until, because like I'm drink driven. I'm kind of realizing as we're talking about this, like deciding where I'm going to stop. It's like, do they have Fountain Mountain Dew? Do they have Cheerwine and Pebble Ice? This is going to like dictate where we stop more often than not. But Taco Bell got rid of the Mexi Melt, which is a fucking travesty. So now I don't have a go-to order anymore. You can technically get one if you ask for the, like, they will just make a fuck. I like the Mexi Melt because it's simple, right? Like, you have your beef and you have your cheese and you have your pico. The end. And you have to get, like, a queso roll-up and tell them to add beef and pico to it. And they will say, do you just want a Mexi Melt? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, we don't make those anymore. I'm like, yeah, that sucks. And they're like, yeah, that sucks too.
The employees seem
sad about it also. Taco Bell, why'd you get rid of it?
I'm looking at the breakfast menu for Taco Bell, and it has what might be the most cursed item I've seen in this whole episode.
I don't think our Taco Bell does breakfast yet. I don't think it's made its way to this part of the world, because I've
the potato breakfast items.
Taco Bell breakfast.
This item is not food; it's drink, and it's called Mountain Dew Kickstart Orange Citrus.
Oh no!
Go on.
You can't put this in my line of fire.
What?
Oh no.
What?
You trying to attack the day or not?
I'm trying to assault the day.
Great point.
I want the day to attack me.
Lots to think about, as always.
Like, I'm not going to read the branding behind it because I don't feel like reading that copy. But it's basically like, hey, you're a shitbag, right? And shitbags hate mornings. So why not fuck mornings right in their face with some Mountain Dew Kickstart Orange?
Yeah.
Is this like an energy drink? I'm sorry. I'm going to read the copy. Okay.
All
you
right,
ready?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Show morning who's boss. That's unbold.
It
says show morning who's boss.
It doesn't say who it
is. Oh my God. All right. I'm going to read this is the start of the little print. It's like the worst bully of all time. Just picking on you when you're most vulnerable and too tired to fight back. Especially those pesky Mondays. What do we ever do to Mondays anyway to treat us so right? Oh my God. What are you doing that you feel this bad in the morning?
Well, you feel
like,
good.
It's not good, but it ain't
this.
You're
having fourth meal.
You soon feel good is the thing.
Yeah.
All your problems
go
away.
But the Mountain Dew, oh, this is my favorite thing. Like, basically, like, why do you feel bad in the morning? But it's not our fault. We're awesome and don't want to waste a perfectly good Sunday. But the Mountain Dew kicks. What are you doing on Sunday? What kind of drugs are you doing on Sunday that you feel this bad on Monday?
You're out late because you can't play Vanderbilt.
That's right.
Yeah. But the Mountain Dew Kickstart gets us type of people. The slow wakers, the constant snoozers, the sleep through four alarm clocks, or the mom busting through our room to wake us and tell us we have 15 minutes until school starts. Whatever, though, right? This is why Mountain Dew Kickstart exists.
Is that really the copy?
I am reading it verbatim you the energy to fight through the fatigue and punch morning right in its little 8 a.m. smack-talking mouth.
Wow.
8 a.m.
Yeah, like, so early. Yeah, so early.
Taco Bell over here cutting a promo on morning.
Of
morning.
This is brilliant. This is perfect. This is targeted. This is written for 19-year-olds who think 8 a.m. is incredibly early.
Spencer, can you describe the color of Mountain Dew Kickstart Orange?
Yeah.
It looks like a log flume.
It's the
haunted.
It's the color of old transmission fluid.
It looks like a haunted log flume.
It does
that
look like
makes me want to drink it more. This is a problem.
It is the exact color of, is that piss? That's what it's like. It's not the color of urine. It's the color of, is that piss?
I think this is written for problem drinkers.
At the crack clean of eight. Today's a day.
I'm about to have a problem drink.
Like, I just read that and I feel like I need a sponsor.
Again, this is the breakfast menu.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
I appreciate a restaurant that's openly hostile towards the concept of mornings. That meets my emotional I
just, now we got to find the lunch item that's like, fuck you, noon. Oh, you think you're getting away clean 6:30?
People tell you this is a bad time to sleep. Well, you know what?
Layer your stomach full of cheesy gordita crunch and then go to sleep.
A specter just rose before me. Wait until the X Games generation, it's geriatric, which won't be that far off, and watch how early bird dinner gets marketed as extreme.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's 4:30. It's trying to cram that gullet, brother.
Fuck you, 3 o'clock.
To smack hunger, and it's we're going to Bob Evans.
We're going to be in bed before dark.
Perhaps the most confusing.
Ryan, you know you're on board with this. I know how you feel about 9 p.m. bedtime.
I am confused because the Taco Bell menu lists the caloric content of the following. Sporks, cup lids, and napkins.
Yeah, that's Taco Bell. Yeah.
This is not doing anything to dissuade
they know
me
what
from
they're
the
doing.
Two things. Taco Bell's about two things. Fuck clocks and you'll eat it. That's it. Like,
put it
fuck
on the
clocks,
sign.
You'll eat it. Like,
oh my
it's for
God.
People.
How amazing would a Taco Bell casino be? Because they're designed to not make you know what time of day it is already.
Where'd they put the Taco Bell resort?
There's that thing. Yeah, that's the place
that's
where Spencer was going to spend 9/11.
I thought that was in Palm Springs.
We've actually already had a Taco Bell 9/11 episode in the room.
Yeah, but this is really... Do you remember when Rip Torn got so drunk that he broke into a bank thinking it was his house? That's Taco Bell's ideal consumer for all of this, right? They're like, so the person we're feeding all this food to, it's Rip Torn, right? You know, so drunk he broke into a bank because he thought it was his home. That's
17-year-old
the average Taco Bell
Torn.
Consumer. Yeah, 17-year-old Rip Torn.
Teen Rip Torn.
Teen Torn.
Now,
right. They're like, at the crack of 3 p.m., yield you a snack.
Spencer, there's an easier and more legal way to turn your house into a bank.
Oh, I bet I know what it is. Ryan? Jason,
home Jason, field apparel.
Jason, tell about Acorns.
So I was trying to remember what restaurant we were talking about so I could connect that, but it's been a long time. Acorns.com/fullcast is where you go to get $5 starter kit and your little app that you can retire with. And you know what retired people like to do? Wake up really early.
That's
and then
right.
go to Taco Bell. You will have the money to afford the orange nitrous oxide with your Acorns fund that you have been accumulating for numerous decades. Started off with your $5 booster pack at acorns.com/fullcast. How it works is when you buy things such as cheesy gordita crunches, the excess change goes into this thing that then goes into the market and then does stuff. And I'm almost at $1,000 in here, by the way.
Fuck.
That is like 300 cookout trays.
That's so roughly. Many Cine Twists. You could possibly fill like a beanbag chair with Cine Twists.
It says I can retire. The age slider goes up to 83. That's a lot
thing.
To ask. I've eaten a lot of Taco Bell.
Let's be honest. The age slider is assuming that you're not only eating cookout in retirement. And if you are, you're probably getting such value that like 58? 57 maybe?
Well, that does double for you because you're spending less money and you're going to live less long.
That's
so you don't need much money for retirement if you cook out every day.
Yep.
Acorns.com/fullcast.
Spencer, what's the latest on Sun Theft?
On Sun Theft? Let me check. Somebody has my phone at the moment.
You
but
handed
I'm gonna,
me my phone.
I did. I'm going to go ahead. Last we checked, I believe we had a gap of around $70. That has fluctuated because I believe funds are all different. They sort of grow at different rates. So I will check it as soon as I have
You're
my
saying
phone.
This with incredible confidence, and that's what I appreciate.
I am because
market
I'm really
expert.
Market expert Spencer Hall. But I will tell you, my own fund, It's becoming fairly impressive. I think I could buy a fairly nice TV with the money that I've managed to score away.
Wow.
With acorns.
It's like $80. Isn't that what TVs are these days?
average price for a flat screen. That's, you know what? That's Taco Bell's. I bet they have caloric information for a flat screen, right?
Like, flat screen. You'd probably eat one if you're pulling through. Get a Mountain Dew Kickstart Orange. Eat a flat screen. Come back at 3 p.m.
Fuck mornings, am I right?
They don't let you eat TVs in the morning. Except here.
At 2 p.m., why don't you come back for Dunch? Kick Dunch in the face.
Oh, I hate that word. That word's upsetting.
Kick Dunch in the face with our quadruple cheesy quadrito. Fuck you, Dunch.
Is this how people feel about moist? Because that word just really upsets me.
Yeah, I think it is.
Come get ninth meal at 4:15 a.m.
And everybody's like, did you say ninth meal or knife meal? They're like, yes, we did.
Our knives have 60 grams of sodium.
Get the cheesy knife supreme.
Put a mutant cockroach in a rear naked choke with our knife supreme.
Go on in for 24th meal.
Fallout, the restaurant.
Welcome to Last Meal.
Last Meal. Oh, wow. That's the Taco Bell next to the hospital.
This is where, yeah, the Last Supper at Taco Bell. The one. Jesus dipped the bread in the orange nitrous oxide.
And life began on Earth? What the fuck?
And everyone just got really fired up.
That's right. That's
Judas
right.
did some stuff. Let's do the other ad. That's my smooth transition.
Sure, sure.
I can give us a transition if we want.
Please do.
Yet another person has emerged from the wilds of Atlanta to say that they met the drunk Nebraska fan.
Oh, God. Oh.
whose name I don't want to reveal on the show unless we find out it's okay. So I'm just going to keep calling him Drunk Nebraska Fan. He was very proud of being, this is Alex Rodden, who says, I met the Drunk Nebraska Fan at a brewery. He was very proud of being the Scott Frost Day guy. His wife and kids were very nice, too.
Anyway, that's how he introduces himself.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska is
guy.
A school. So now I think that's four of us since he encountered Jason's wife at the Atlanta live show and made himself a legend that have run into him in the wild. He's become our Bill Murray. Anyway, Nebraska is a school that has many former students that surely want to represent their sporting interests. That's all I got there. That's the ramp. Take it if you want it.
I don't think they can
this
do it.
This freeway isn't finished.
I don't think we can do it.
Is speed on because this freeway isn't finished. Home Field Apparel.
Speed's always on at homefieldapparel.com.
And so are your clothes that you buy from Home Field Apparel.
I don't think they have Arizona either.
Nailed it.
Fuck, we are really fucking this. Connor, I'm so
good
sorry.
Football. I'm sorry. Arizona Wildcats are a good football team in the Speed universe, so clearly we're in a different timeline, and it's not our fault that Arizona's not at Home Field.
Hey, I can
speed. Speed, you can't go under 55, but at Home Field, you can for a t-shirt and some money left over. Dollars-wise.
Especially if you use offer code FULLCAST to get 20% off your first order at homefieldapparel.com/speed is on. That's not a real
URL. Here are some of the schools you can get at Home Field Apparel. You can get comfy vintage collegiate apparel that have the same-ish colors as Nebraska. Bradley.
Youngstown State.
Colgate. Detroit Mercy.
Indiana. Louisville.
Houston.
USC.
Illinois State.
There's probably a USC shirt that doesn't have much yellow in it.
Fresno State.
I was going to say, speaking.
Actually, NIU, it could be like the Nebraska is the university.
Yeah.
Speaking of a speeding vehicle that lost a passenger and
we're in an ad read, asshole.
In
this
Southern California. No, oh, USC. Oh, USC boy. Coming up. That's right.
Yeah. USC coming up for Big News Saturday. We just finished West Virginia. West Virginia rollout was great. Just absolutely lovely. USC's next. And as always, because this has come up a few times, if home field doesn't have your school, it doesn't mean they hate your school except for one, which we'll never reveal. It means that your school is probably being dicks to home field. So go find the athletic director on Twitter or whoever.
We're not saying this is a joke. This has worked for several schools.
Yeah.
Tweet at the athletic director. You don't have to copy us on this. We believe you.
Yeah.
I made this mistake last time. You don't have to copy me every time you tweet your athletic director.
Do not CC.
You will not get extra credit for this.
No.
It's for you, not us.
But if you want your... Somebody last week was like, do they just hate Oregon? I'm like, you think they don't want Oregon money?
Who's the last...
Really?
Who's going to be the last FBS school in the home field pool?
See, I would have said Georgia. And
sure.
And that domino has fallen.
Ohio State.
So who the hell knows?
Ohio State is
Ohio
good
State.
Guess.
It'll
Ohio
be Ohio
State.
State.
Yeah.
Good guess. Ugh. But Texas is already there. Yeah. Bama's already...
Can't believe such a hoodie-based economy as Ohio State has not thrown in with the brand of the good squishy hoodie yet, but... That's all right. I'm just going to be over here wearing my Ohio Bobcats hoodie. Thriving.
Wearing my Michigan shirt.
Wearing my Rutgers shirt.
Wearing my UConn hoodie or UConn sweatshirt to UConn Vanderbilt.
Actually,
I want to be very clear. If I go to this game, I am wearing my UConn sweatshirt.
Everybody, now you know how to find Ryan.
I'll be the guy in the UConn sweatshirt. The only one.
I'll
be the UConn fan.
I'll probably be able to sneak onto the UConn sideline with it.
Take a headset.
That's it. That's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you're going to do more than sneak onto the sideline. If you come down there in a UConn hoodie, that's head coach Ryan Nanny.
With a headset.
What do you think we could get into the Vanderbilt Stadium? Do you think we could walk into Vanderbilt Stadium? Because walking in's too easy. Could we walk in carrying a large pizza?
Yes. Yeah, they're not going to stop you.
Could we carry a bathtub over our heads, like a canoe that we're taking to the creek?
Yeah.
Just walking with a bathtub?
Yeah. Yes, if you're walking with purpose, yes.
Could we walk in carrying one of those 5-foot-tall teddy bears from a carnival?
Oh, yeah, that counts as a fan.
Yeah.
The attendance number's going up. They love that.
That's a support animal. Yeah. Could
biohazard cooler.
That's Vanderbilt football.
Yeah.
Now, as somebody
Double
points
up.
Out, the hospital's actually close by.
That's
you're like, ah, oh, I'm off shift. Long day, huh?
Me and my kidneys just here to watch some Doors football.
What about an emu on a leash?
No. That's where I think they'll draw the line. You got to have an off-leash emu.
Could I?
Off-leash emu could be anybody's. That's not mine. You got to take
true.
It up with him.
What if I bring the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton?
They're sold out. I can't find one anywhere in a 300-mile radius. If anyone out there can get me a Home Depot skeleton, I'll Venmo you.
There's one for sale on Amazon for $1,024.
This
is the moment
one.
Where our global shipping crisis really hit me. Really punched me right in the heart.
Yeah. Oh, true story. By the way, Amanda Mull has a great piece in The Atlantic out today about called You Can Wait for Your Couch, about remembering that the shipping crisis is actually backed up by dangerous labor that's being done by a whole bunch of people who aren't able to work right now or who are able to work right now in terrible conditions. I'm laying all that down on the ground so that I can say that my Fast 9 Blu-ray delivery, it came out today and I'm not going to get it now until day after tomorrow, and I'm fucking furious.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think we could get the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton in, though. I think we could.
we
Do you
I
think we'd have to break
I
it in half?
I didn't throw down for it last year, and that was my mistake. What if we each came in carrying just several large human bones?
What if we offered to buy it a $4 ticket when they're like, hey, you can't bring that in here. We're like...
imagine sitting there in our... Okay, but we talked about the seats being too close to the field. We're sitting there with the Home Depot skeleton in between us, and somebody behind us is like,
down
in front! And we swivel the skeleton's head on it. We swivel the head directly around so that it's... And I'm trademarking... This phrase is trademarked so that it's life eyes... are staring directly at the spectators
and
behind
then
them.
Can it then say, oh, sorry?
I think the key is that if you bring the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton to a Vanderbilt game, you have to treat it like it's a person the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to hope that the television cameras catch you, casually chatting with the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton. Not at any point
I'm Stephen
goofing
Godfrey.
Off with it. Yes, that's right. Not goofing off with it. Not trying to fuck with people, just treating it like it's your friend, 12-foot Home Depot skeleton, who also had $44 for tickets and parking. because obviously
they've allegedly been back at Home Depot since July. Sorry, Home Depot's corporate blog had to write a thing about this because that's how much. And they were like, visit Home Depot starting July 16th while supplies last. I've been on there every fucking day since like June 1. They have not.
Do you think it's like should they start their own like sneakers app for it where every Saturday you log on at like 9 a.m. and it's like
SKLT
Skulton? John Skulton.
Just like, and it says like got it and the eyes flash.
I just saw like an SEC like Chiron under that. If me and you sitting next to the 12-foot skeleton and underneath it says Vanderbilt legend Will Perdue.
Here is a quote from that corporate blog, by the way, because they have a couple new additions this year, including one that has a flaming pumpkin for a head. If our customers and associates loved our original 12-foot skeleton, and we did, they'll have to have our new 12-foot inferno pumpkin skeleton. That's so true, Lance Allen, decorative holiday merchant, but you won't let me fucking buy one.
This is the challenge I issue to you, Spencer. Walk into the UConn Vanderbilt game with the largest container of Mountain Dew Kickstart Orange you can find.
You're talking to a man who has walked into a strip club carrying like a half gallon of Spinach Maria.
Which, you know, I left there.
Oh, I forgot. I was going to tell that story. Yeah, the punchline is he forgot it.
I did forget it. It was really good. But to be fair, it was the Claremont. Who doesn't leave Spinach Maria, a half gallon of Spinach Maria at the Claremont Lounge?
No, there's one more punchline, which is that it was for your wife.
It was, yeah. And then I left it there.
Sorry, honey. God. I took your Spinach Maria to the strip club, and then it's I worse. Left it there.
I took it to the Claremont. That's worse, yeah. Right? If food-safe environment, worse. That is not.
That's not worse.
There's just a
now
section that you can. There's just a section that you can search in Home Depot now that says skeleton. Oh, I knew I should have paid for this last year. Like, what says, what is more of a faith?
Yeah, but that's how you become a skeleton hoarder.
What is more of faith in the evidence of things not seen than me battling, like, professional uncertainty in a global plague by buying a 12-foot skeleton with life eyes that I could have had on my roof this entire time?
Listen, I know I'm not usually the one to promote this, but I think you gotta become a skeleton thief.
I'm fine with that.
That is the first time I've heard you say that, Ryan.
I think that's the first time that's ever been said.
That's definitely not.
Oh, not in this family. That's
definitely not the first time someone's proposed. No. Like,
Grave Robin fed this family for a long time.
That's basically the whole Indiana Jones backstory. I think I should become a skeleton thief. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
But he's not. He's really about abusing skeletons, right? The skeletons are forever being like thrown around, beaten up, thrown out of things in favor of the artifact, smashed, you know, haphazardly in corners.
Animated LED skeleton turtle. Don't try and get on my good side, Home Depot.
There are definitely people who have like gone to remember a loved one, and they're like, "What the fuck did Indiana Jones do to this crypt? Are you kidding me?"
Why did you slap the skeleton, Indiana? I got archaeology to disrespect bones.
Fuck you, bones.
Listen, I'm here for two things. Lost treasure and making sure skeletons never come back to life. Never. I got to smack shit out of them.
Think you're so tough not having skin?
The National Tree Company is selling something that is called an 84-inch inflatable animated skeleton hand.
That's not no.
So,
no.
But
it's not a 12-foot skeleton.
We can reenact the end of Cabin in the Woods. You put one in your yard, the neighbor's house puts one in their yard. And it's like, the old ones return.
I just want a 12-foot skeleton.
I know, I do too. I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
Oh, fuck. And we could have crowd surfed 12-foot skeleton. Not at a Vandy game, obviously, but somewhere.
We can. Whoever's at the end runs around to the front. Him.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, this one's actually kind of sweet. Here, I'm going to drop it in the chat.
You just found a sweet skeleton.
Well, here, look.
Do we have any other restaurants we should hit?
So there's a few more restaurants we could run through. Let the record show when we logged on today. I said It's fine if this
don't
takes only
him.
10
He's
minutes
friendly.
And then we run through the week four schedule. I don't think we're going to make it to the week
no,
four schedule.
No, that's fine.
We've already done the week five schedule.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're good. We're
next
good.
Week we
got
can
this.
Talk about the schedule.
A lot of folks write in with requests for the varsity in Atlanta. Controversial on the internet. I would say if this is your first time in Atlanta, if you have lived in Atlanta for like 5 days, then you view the varsity as a shrine of tourism, a place you must try. If you've lived in Atlanta for, say, 1 to 10 years, you think it is the most overrated thing in the world. I was born at Crawford Long Hospital. Late there when I was at varsity, when I was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. It's fine. It's baseball food. If you've eaten food at a baseball stadium, you have tried the varsity already. Go there if you like. If you'd like a better meal, there is a Waffle House 2 blocks away.
I won't go to the varsity just like for the purpose of going to the varsity, but if like a crowd of people are going to the varsity, I will get an orange freeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
the
it's
orange
fine.
Freeze. I feel the orange freeze stands the test of time.
Get
I
the
feel.
Frosted orange. Get the onion rings. Don't touch anything else.
Yeah,
it's all fine.
That's all.
Yeah, and the same as a baseball stadium. But speaking of Waffle House, folks, it's time.
Oh God. Okay, it's time for me to get the true sicko shit going.
Just to start us off, I like this from reader Major Minor. I like this is a good way to break it down, all right? Quote, I have several Waffle House orders based on hunger. Here for the waffle hunger, double chocolate chip waffle drowning in syrup. Okay, that's a cake. You're eating cake. That's fine. No yeah. judgment here. Yeah. I could eat, level hunger, grilled chicken biscuit with cheese, jalapeno, salsa, side of peppered chunk hash browns. That's a good order. The chicken breast of Waffle House, deeply underrated. It is a slab of seasoned chicken. And of course, Major Minor, the hungry level hunger would be the all-star, which, yes, been known to put away a few all-stars in my time. I feel like the main thing people ask about is hash browns. Mm. I feel like otherwise everything's pretty easy to figure out. Bacon, waffles, whatever. But the hash browns, I usually go tomatoes, onions, peppers, and there's code words for these. And if you say tomatoes, onions, peppers, the server will say the code words back to you to confirm that's what you meant.
Yeah,
but
don't try to get out of saying the code words because you think you sound silly. Just do it. I'm not talking to Jason. I'm talking to future patrons.
It'll be said whether you say it or they say it.
Yeah. Hash browns for me at Waffle House comprise my entire meal. I order a size of hash browns depending on my own level of hunger. I have known to occasionally been steal a bite of a waffle, but I am an onions, cheese, an onions, cheese, tomatoes, jalapenos. I had to remember what the actual, not what the non-codes yeah. words were. I am an onions, cheese, tomatoes, jalapenos with lots of hot sauce hash browns, human. And you can get them in a single or a double or a triple order if you're in like at a Percocet level of hangover. And it's either that or it's a waffle for me. I'm not an interesting Waffle House person.
I really appreciate Waffle House because they will listen to the order. They actually do that. Like, it's not like a breakfast place that usually slaps cheese on something because, like, my cross to bear whenever I go to a restaurant is that it's coming with cheese. I'm just going to have to take it back. Like, whatever it is, right?
This is why we get along at the Crystal Breakfast, because they will order your breakfast sandwiches. This is how we came to, like, find the Crystal Breakfast as like our divine center, right? Because Crystal will give you breakfast without cheese, and it will give me breakfast without egg, and then we can continue upon our trip,
right? But like, if I order, like, you could just say I would like a lettuce sandwich, and they will put melted cheese on it at any other restaurant. Okay,
some people
Americans
might call
just
that
are
an
like
advantage.
Yeah, some people are just like, sure, you want cheese on that fruit, right? Yeah, here.
I don't understand the cheese on chicken thing. Like,
I
ever.
Don't understand any of it, obviously.
We know,
but, yeah.
The
we
thing
know.
About Waffle House, your order will be correct and cheeseless unless you request it, but the price will be random. You can order the same thing at Waffle House every single time. The number will fluctuate.
It's like Bitcoin. It's just Bitcoin. That's all it is.
Well, yeah, the Waffle House crypto. Yeah.
But a little known fact, and most people just...
Scattered, smothered crypto.
They will make a breakfast sandwich for you. They'll make whatever breakfast sandwich you want, all right, on toast. It is delicious. Highly recommended. Like,
they
build
enjoy
your own breakfast
this.
Sandwich. Yeah, no, they're fine with it. They will actually listen to the whole order, okay? And they will
be nice.
Be nice, because they can fight.
Be nice. Every one of those cooks can fight.
I'm saying they enjoy this in terms of they like being creative. They enjoy the chance to make. You give them a little friendly challenge, they will deliver.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, you know, that Spencer is saying, you know, like, really, they will do anything you ask them to. And I wanted to append to this that you need to be nice to them while you're asking them for your custom breakfast sandwich. Because I've met some of you people.
That was a joke on the internet about applying to Waffle House that people backed up as truth, saying, hey, you know, haha, you got to be able to fight if you work at Waffle House. And then under in the mentions, like, 15 people who were like, no, really, the manager asked me if I had hands. the manager asked me if I could fight.
The only thing I'm going to add to the Waffle House discussion, this is based on the lived experience of a coworker who shall remain nameless.
Do not
order the cheese steak melt hash brown bowl.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about this on the show
I'm pretty sure this person has talked about this on the show.
Out of respect of this person's privacy, I will not identify them.
We will go on this person's podcast and ask if we can reveal it on ours.
Been particularly helpful or nice to me, so.
We'll go on your podcast and we'll talk about your cheesesteak.
Don't get me in trouble.
I'm going to get emails.
No.
It went like the Mongol horde through my intestines.
About college football.
In the South.
Imagine at a Waffle House. He'd be so confused.
Jesus Christ.
He'd be like, oh, this Dunkin's fucking weird.
Has anyone ever eaten here?
All-Star? The Atlanta Hawks don't have any All-Stars. no one's ever heard of them. Wawa. I've never been to Wawa.
Because there's black people in there. What?
I've never been to Wawa. It's one of Pennsylvania's many gas stations that they're very proud of. I understand this, right?
They pretend it's Sheetz. It's not. They make sandwiches.
The recommendation reader Shane McNichol is breakfast, bacon, egg, and cheese hoagie with a coffee. For a first-timer, Wawa veteran, get a sizzly and call it a day. Many people recommend the sizzly. No clue what that is, but you got to try it. Lunch, dinner, breaded chicken hoagie. Good grief. Load it up your preferred way. Holy cow. Chips and a peach iced tea. Every step of this is like, whoa, wait a second.
I like that Chicago food is trying to kill the customer. This food is like, all right, you have to be ready at all times to be stuffed into a shipping container against your will. And so you have to have the food base built up to survive for three, food maybe base. 7 days.
Food base. What a concept.
I think this is
your life meter needs to extend.
I think if you eat three hoagies in a day, you just become gritty.
I want to remind you.
So there I was eating my breakfast hoagie.
This is the chain.
Sprouting orange fur makes it sound like that food is extruding itself through your pores because you've eaten too much to poop it out.
It
comes out like the Play-Doh spaghetti machine through all the holes in your skin.
Then I became gritty.
It's important to remember that this is the same chain that said, yes, we will make a Mayor of Easttown hoagie. That's a thing they did. Oh, the popular murder, the sad murder show? Yes.
We're going to capitalize on pop culture.
What?
Yes. Where McDonald's is like, oh, you know, we're going to take like pop stars and rap stars or whatever. But Wawa was like, yep. Let's do the Mayor of Easttown thing.
People are talking about us.
To be clear, Kate Winslet was not involved with this. It's just them standing around talking about the Mayor of Easttown hoagie. I'm not making this up.
What is on it?
Hold on. All right.
Wait, isn't this the show where like the murderer of the bullied teen turn out to have basically have been society?
That kind of tracks. I didn't watch it. All right, here it is. here we go.
Did anyone?
The sandwich will be served on a 6-inch shorty roll with beefsteak, cheddar cheese sauce, and spicy cherry pepper relish. Quote, as a nod to how spicy the show is. Bad news. They were only available from June 10th to June 17th. Although this is like amazingly easy to read. It's three ingredients, guys. I'm pretty sure we can make this fucking work.
Hey, come by for breakfast and we'll get you a Skugel Strangler scramble. Be delicious. It's named in honor of the Skugel Strangler who killed people. Go Birds.
Come on down for the BTK BLT.
No, it's the Skugel Strangler Sizzly. Sizzly with
the Skugel.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Let's hit Whataburger, yet another regional burger chain that is fine. Whataburger. No one has any stronger opinions about that.
I think it's outstanding.
It's fine.
I think it's pretty
good. Whataburger's wonderful, and their breakfast are a monster. They're fantastic.
Lots of readers wrote in to recommend their breakfast. The Ranchero eggs, the other recommendations included the Chop House cheddar, the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. There are things there besides burgers. This was kind of news to me.
Whataburger seems to be the best place to bring like 8 people who can't agree what fast food they want. Like Whataburger is sort of like, all right, we will give you like a B+ of whatever you want.
They've also got an alligator sausage hot dog that's named for the butcher of Elmendorf. But you can't prove they don't.
I can't. It's true.
And finally on the list, possibly the fast food place we've talked about the most other than Popeyes would be Zaxby's, where not a fan, but that's okay.
Sorry. In my opinion, I got to swerve, but my opinion on this is well known. You can get a drive-through salad there. Most of my fast food opinions are based on the years in which I had to travel 4 days a week for work, and there's only so much sodium you can ingest. I think Zaxby's has a remarkably edible drive-through salad, which is a place that pretty much no other spot in the country can boast. Don't yell at me about Chick-fil-A. It's not the same.
I agree with Holly there. If you're eating at Zaxby's, get one of the big ass salads. It's one of the few salads that deserves the title of big ass.
I can't fully participate in this discourse either because I'm not a chicken fingers person. So like I can't speak to the sodiumness or nastiness of the chicken fingers.
Their chicken fingers are fine.
They're nothing special at all. The salad, yeah, right. I will say, the salad is good for fast food salad, certainly.
Yes.
And finally, Applebee's reader Michael Murray writes in to say Applebee's, specifically on a date night, get that Bourbon Street shake with that Oreo shake. Girl, I got you. Michael, you're fired. Get the fuck out of here, Michael.
I hate it now.